Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 30th of August 2024. Today's topic is Reasons for Restitution. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 19 verses 1 through 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And, behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste, and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood, and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, forsomuch as he also is a son of Abraham. Verse 10, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Our memory verse today is taken from Luke chapter 19 verses 8. And Zacchaeus stood, and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. The Collins Dictionary defines restitution as 1. The act of giving back something that has been lost or stolen. 2. The act of compensating for loss or injury by reverting as far as possible to the position before such injury occurred. And 3. The return of an object or system to its original state, especially a restoration of shape after elastic deformation. This three-layer definition of restitution provides a clear picture of what restitution entails in the Christian faith. Restitution is important because it shows how repentance and conversion come with a broken and contrite spirit. The example of Zacchaeus in the Bible demonstrates that becoming a disciple of Christ requires restoring to others what has been taken wrongfully. Restitution concretizes repentance, and it also makes people around you to know about the grace of God, which could help you to be desirous of amending your ways. Seek to amend your ways today by restoring things taken from others wrongfully and by restoring peaceful relationship with those you offended. Seek counsel from mature believers to handle cases that may implicate others. Quote for the day. Restitution concretizes repentance. The challenge for today is restitution is important. Prayer. Lord, help me to do all necessary restitutions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.